from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Or not, a couple of years down the line, he's assuming too. Like, what if they trade for Markkanen and he ends up being amazing, he fits perfectly, he wins a couple All-Stars, then they are someone you have building after life of Stephen Curry and after Draymond Green. You have something to build around still, right? So even he doesn't know that. He's kind of speaking out of turn here a bit too, right? How does he know that they're not going to be good if they make that trade a couple years down the line? How does he know that?
He doesn't, but I'm with him. I mean, how will they be better 3 years from now without Steph, without Draymond, without Kuminga, without Pajemski?
Oh, you don't know. We don't know if it's both of them.
I know.
But it might be one of them.
But hey, whatever Dre says, he didn't like it. He didn't like it for 3 or 4 years down the line.
And to what? And if I'm Joel Acob, I say that is not your concern.
Well, And if I'm Steph Curry, deep down I'm thinking, you know what? Let's go get Markkanen. We'll be better next year. That's all I care about. Because I want to keep trying to have a shot. But Draymond saying, well, no, it's time to be responsible. Like, it's Draymond saying, we've got to consider life after Curry. Like, what are you doing?
All things being equal, let's say in this scenario, Steph's, you know, talking through the media. He's saying that basically, let's make a trade here to help this team now, because right now, currently constructed, we're not good enough to win a title. So let's say Steph goes to ownership. He's like, yeah, let's do that marketing trade. But then Draymond, they ask him later on that day, Draymond, what do you think? I don't think we should do it.
Right.
Who are they listening to? Are they like, if it's, see, you have to think about it. That's not good. I listen to my star, Steph.
Right.
I do what he wants.
But right? There's a part of Joe Lacob that, I was going to say doesn't listen to anybody, but apparently he did listen to Draymond last year. I get that, but I'm with you in that I'm hearing two different visions of what this team's considering doing, and I'm hearing a disagreement between our star player Steph Curry and Draymond Green. So I don't know what to make of what Draymond said. I agree with it in theory. I'm not for trading future firsts and Kuminga and pods for Markkanen, but I will acknowledge, yeah, it might make you better next year. So to me, that trade, whether you make it or not, is going to not dictate, but that's going to give you a window into what the Warriors' thinking is, right? I mean, it is. If they make the Markkanen trade, to me, they're saying, look, we're going to try to be as competitive as possible in the next year or so with Steph. If they don't make the marketing trade, they're telling me, yeah, we think about life after Curry because we have to and we owe it to ourselves. Well, which one is it? Which one does Draymond want? Which one does Steph want? I don't know. I mean, I do know, it feels like. So,
well, and I think a lot of this, again, how much you want to put into it, you can if you want, but I choose to think that Steph being at the Olympics is kind of fueling a lot of this right now. I think him playing with all these stars and all these studs and all these players on legit contending teams, the Anthony Edwards of the world, the swagger that guy has, right? Say what you will at the Lakers if they're contenders or not, but he knows how well LeBron James and Anthony Davis played together. Now they're incorporating him in that. He's like, oh man, if I could just get one of these guys on my team, right? Not to say I don't think Lowry's on the level of those guys, but he's a damn good player, and I think he would be an improvement to what you already have on there. He'd easily be the second best player on this team right now. How much better than the next upgrade? Right. He'd be the second best player skill-wise, without a doubt. I do think him playing in the Olympics is starting to, you know, fuel some of this, and Draymond Green sitting back watching just for that. He has a lot of time on his hands. He's going to the media, going on podcasts. I think where these guys are at right now in their summers is dictating a lot of these comments.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number.
I would love to have Draymond Green on the commentary, though. Is it possible he could be doing this coverage for NBC at all? Can we get Draymond on pre- and post-game coverage for Team USA? Come on, Steiner.
It's a double-edged sword.
Why?
Because I don't know.
Bobby Fitz in studio. Back to you, Draymond.
Maybe. I just want to know what Warrior fans think of it all. You get hit with a Steph bottom feeder quote yesterday, and now Draymond Green saying, oh, yeah, we had a deal. And by the way, the real quick, and I'm going to get to some calls in a second, 888-957-9570 is the number if you want to jump in, because I think there's more than one way to interpret all this, and we're trying to make something out of it. 650 says, I think Draymond Green was talking about the PG-13 trade. I don't know. He said a week ago we had this deal. So that tells me that it wasn't Paul George, because that was signed, sealed, and delivered by then. But who knows? Let's go to Ray. Ray is in Pleasant Hill. He wants to follow up on something you said, Spadone. What's up, Ray? How you doing?
Hey, Pleasant Ray.
Hey, fellas, great conversation. Yeah, so I think it's really, 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 really interesting. What I got from that conversation with Steph Curry when he made that comment, it's very fascinating. Like you guys touched on it. He's in the Olympics right now, but who is he playing with? LeBron James. What is LeBron James known for? When he's a free agent or he's got 1 year remaining on his deal, he's known to put pressure on organizations, ownership, to get the players that he needs to compete for a title. I think Steph Curry's taking a little play out of LeBron's book and applying some pressure to the Warriors ownership, which I think is a phenomenal and a smart move. Why not? He's also watched Klay Thompson leave, his Splash brother that he's been playing with for so many years. He sees the writing on the wall. He sees that this team, you know, if it becomes a situation where he's playing, you know, for a play-in and he's going to be a bottom feeder, he doesn't want any part of that. So, of course, he's going to put some pressure on the ownership to make a move here. So I think that's a smart move on his behalf. And I think end of the day, it doesn't really matter what Draymond says or what he says to the ownership. No, the ownership is not going to listen to Draymond. They're going to listen to one person and one person only, Steph Curry, because he is the organization. So I think it's really fascinating that how that goes on. And just one last point, guys, the trade that Draymond is talking about, I really think he's talking about the trade with the Chicago Bulls and what's his name, the one with the big contract.
Levine,
I think is how you say his name. I really think he was thinking about that trade. I think he was talking about that. I don't think he was talking about Paul George, okay. And I don't think he's talking about the Utah Jazz guy. Marking. I think he's talking about that trade.
Yeah. Thanks, Ray. Appreciate the call. I shouldn't say, like, I know for a fact that he's talking about Lowry Markkanen. But in theory,
that's what the Warriors have been linked to mostly, exactly. Lowry Markkanen. I don't think it's Brandon Ingram. I don't think it's Zach LaVine. I mean, they could have had Zach LaVine if they wanted him. I don't think anyone wants that contract with that foot right now.
Exactly.
God, what a disaster that would be.
Exactly. It's funny. It's Ray was saying, yeah, the Warriors listen to Steph Curry, not Draymond Green. And do they? I mean, do they?
I mean, Draymond Green drove to Joe Lacob's house to get a contract done. Joe,
exactly.
Clearly has some say with Joe Lacob.
Let me ask you this.
It is interesting, Sonny. And yes, I'll let you do that in a sec. But
yeah,
Klay Thompson's relationship clearly waned with the organization. So much so that they already knew when that final reported golf trip happened with Joe Lacob and Klay Thompson that it was just a formality. It was just them being cordial to each other. They weren't talking business. It was already done. Between them. So that's one guy down with the big three, the core three. You got Draymond and Steph in there. You don't think Klay leaving even elevates Draymond's voice even more so within that organization now? I mean, he is, it's him and Steph and Lakeup. That's all Lakeup has known.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And the Klay thing, I think it was different because of the major injuries. That kind of soured him a little bit within the organization. Like, not to say that the injuries themselves, but I think his personality shifted, and I'm not blaming him for that. He had two dramatic injuries with the Achilles and the ACL. That'll change anyone's mindset being out of basketball for how many days was 300 plus days, however long it was. Like, that'll change anyone. So I'm not hammering Klay at all for this, but clearly his voice within the organization grew very tired. And it just shocks me that Draymond Green's voice within the organization has not gotten tired at all, it seems like.
Yeah. And
with everything that's happened, he was indefinitely suspended last year.
I know.
It's just, and he's still having say within trades and all this. It's just crazy to me. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong here, but God, it just feels like this guy's done so much.
I know.
He punched his teammate in the face, the guy that was supposed to be part of the future of this team. And he has the gall to say, no, I don't think this trade's good for the future. Well, Jordan Poole looked like he was going to be great for the future.
Right.
And you ruined that.
I just can't.
Come on.
I wonder how much Draymond talks and doesn't believe what he's saying. I really do. I mean, to take him at his word, he has a lot of say in the organization. That's what he's telling us. And I'm kind of with you. I feel like thinking those days should be over at this point. Absolutely over. The other thing I want to bring up to you, Joe, to just feel you out on this. Do you think there's anything to, you're Steph Curry, you've been the good soldier, and maybe you have stayed out of personnel decisions for the most part, but you see what happened with Klay, and you know, if you're Steph Curry, he turned down $48 million, and then the Warriors essentially walked away. And it was over, and there wasn't a lot of communication, and there wasn't another offer. Not so much that Steph thinks, I wonder if they could do that to me. Not that, but I wonder if he is a little sour because of the way the Klay Thompson situation went down. And maybe because he is a little sour about it, or he just didn't like it. Now he is beginning to make himself known more. The other question I have for Warrior fans is this. If he is taking a page out of LeBron James's playbook, do you like it? Do you like it or not? I could see how some Warrior fans...
I kind of love it, to be honest. It's just refreshing. Like, it's just refreshing to have the best player. Finally, I can hear his voice. That's not aw shucks and not all this sort of stuff. And all. No, I want bad boy Stephen Curry right now. We're not going Diddy here. Don't talk about that. We're not going that bad boy. But I want, like if we're going Star Wars, he's been the nice Jedi. I want a Sith. I want the red lightsaber. I don't want the blue lightsaber.
But here's the problem with that. LeBron has been doing it his whole career. And objectively speaking, if Steph's starting to do that, I would say, dude, you picked the one time, you know, in 15 years when we've got no flexibility, you've picked the one time in 15 years where we have to get our finances in order. It's like you're putting pressure on us for the first time at the exact moment that we just can't. We're more limited than we've ever been.
And
Steph's got to know that.
Well, and you know what Steph replies? I don't care. Sorry. I am the franchise. You do what I want.
Well, then I get to the next question, which I think a lot of people don't even want to get into, but I think it's starting to become relevant, and it is, are you starting to feel like the Steph Curry situation is becoming inevitable? And what that situation is it's not too late anymore. Like, we've got to start talking about what we're doing. And I get it. There's 0-0 right now. But I always believe that a front office and a general manager and an owner, they have to think down the line. And if I'm Joe Lacob, I've got to start thinking, what if we don't get off to a good start next year? You know, what if we're 11-18 for whatever reason, then what do we do? And I get it. It's not the time to trade Steph Curry right now. But what I'm asking is it time to start thinking about it? And my answer to that is yes.
I also
you have to start thinking about it if things get a little sideways.
Absolutely. So I didn't mean to cut you off. No, Stein. I also want to ask the question at 888-957-9570. Also hit us up on the Xfinity Mobile text line, same number, 888-957-9570. Like, should Draymond Green have any say within current or future moves within this organization? Are you okay with that, Warriors fans? Draymond Green having a legit voice when it comes to personnel decisions? 888-957-9570, because I do not. If I'm a Warriors fan, I do not like any of that.
I don't either. I mean, I think, you know, I don't want to go down the Draymond Green road of, are you sick of him, or are you not? Because I know there are a lot of people that are, and there's still some stalwarts who love him.
Well, the thing, the frustrating part is, I think when he's on the court, he's still a damn good player. It's just, when you're indefinitely suspended, when you do what you did to Jordan Poole, now he's gone. When you do all the things you've done, when it goes back to Kevin Durant, all of that now, you're not the player you once were. Still good when on the court. But again, I can't even trust you when you're on the court half the time that you're going to do the right thing. You're going to stay level-headed. And now you're saying, yeah, I don't think this move is going to be good for the team in the future. But right now, you know, it might be the best move. Well, Draymond, you're not even available for the right now half the time. So how could you even say that? Like, I just don't think he should be in any position where he could have a legit, you know, say when it comes to player personnel here. I think this thing is ludicrous. I'm not going the rapper either.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that, and I want to ask Warrior fans this because I've never really gotten a definitive understanding from what Warrior fans think. Do Warrior fans think that that Joe Lacob and the Warriors were willing to let Draymond Green walk away last year without a contract extension, but Draymond Green drove down to Lacob's house and changed his mind? Do we believe that? And if we do, like, what do we think of that? Because if that's the case, that's set up part of this dynamic that maybe it's true. Draymond Green does have the eyes and ears of Dunleavy and Lacob, and all of a sudden now Draymond Green is thinking about the future after Steph and him are gone. That seems a little out of character. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about what Draymond Green said on Jeff Teague's podcast. We'll play that again on the other side. And then we'll get back to 49ers training camp. It's day two today. Day one was very, very interesting. And we can talk about that down the line too. 888-957-9570.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.